just explain me how I should imagine that in under field conditions, how do you supply the GMOs, or how do you keep them
we were thinking
ready
about
for
that.
Reaction?
I mean, if we actually get a working prototype and everything works out, and we get, I mean, we were already talking with some people who said, I mean, that's a great idea. If you actually get a prototype, you can give it to us, or you can come with us, and we can go field testing. And now I forgot your question. What was the question?
How do you supply
exactly.
GMOs?
Yeah, so I mean, all the work for diagnosing chlamydia in developing countries, because that's at the moment more or less our target, because it's so affordable, and here you get like basic healthcare.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the basic idea was to, you know, just, I mean, they have centralized systems, and everything is paid by the government. So the WHO and some other NGOs are instructing, and the NGOs are donating a lot, but I mean, it's not a lot, but it's a large percentage of the money going into diagnosis, so the countries don't actually do a lot. But it's a centralized system, and it's mainly organized by the government, so it's like one institute, and there are not a lot of people working there. So yesterday we read a paper about the WHO instructing Zambia, and there were just two people working on fighting chlamydia, like the health minister and the health director or something.
Yeah. Can imagine, you cannot imagine the health minister being in the lab working.
Yes. I mean, it's really surprising. So, but they have these centralized institutes from where they coordinate mainly the mapping, not really the diagnosis, because they're not doing a lot of that. They just, I mean, yeah, they diagnose, but only in small samples to map very roughly and very rough resolution where you have like these endemic focal points. And from there, you could like station these diagnostic devices. I mean, you need three things. You need the colony, you need the microfluidic device for encapsulation, which we already finished, and you need the diagnostic microfluidic device. And also like NaCl solution and sodium chloride solution for the, and alginate acid, of course. But I mean, that's that alginic acid for the encapsulation. But that's no expense. You can just store it there, and from there they can ship it. So we would probably do it like regionally. And I mean, GMOs are not strictly regulated in developing countries. I mean, it's not a problem they had to deal with a lot. It's more about plants in Monsanto and less about, you know, bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And there are actually, I mean, what you need for GMOs to be used in the field is just permission by the government. And if we're working with the government anyhow, that should not be, I mean, a large hurdle.
And the problem is then how long are the bacteria able to survive in encapsulated
state?
That's
my question. Yes,
it's really hard.
It's not only the regulatory issue. Yes.
So that's.
And so you need them to keep them somehow preserved or alive.
Yeah, the idea is to encapsulate them directly before use. I mean,
in the certain countries.
Yes. So they hold like 6 or 7 days, I think. Other papers mentioned.
At room temperature or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But we are also going to test this ourselves.
Right.
Yeah. For our specific makeup and bacteria. But that's why we ship also the microfluidic device for encapsulation, so they can do it themselves. I mean, it only takes like 5 to 10 minutes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just to handle this debate over the safety of the GMOs, is there, just in case they are released to the environment, will they be able to replicate, or will they die?
Yeah,
out?
They would.
Yeah.
But that's why, in theory, I mean, if we get a working prototype, it would not be finished. I mean, we would still have to incorporate kill switches. We're trying to do that also before the deadline, but we don't know if we can manage it in time.
No, that's probably too much. It's just that you need to find an answer to show a way how to solve this problem if somebody puts up some regulatory issues. Although they never will be pathogenic. I mean, I understand they are not pathogenic at all.
No, they're not. But I mean, officially they have the capacity to undergo mutations.
To reverse, yes, yeah.
So, yeah. And they also are, I mean, E. coli, they can accept, like, F plasmids,
mm-hmm.
which,
yes.
I mean, they could accept some sort of pathogenic plasmid or something. So, yeah, we're just trying to get the prototype working, then we can still
yes.
throw
mm-hmm.
kill switches
yes.
in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What do you think are the biggest problems with our with our application design, or what do you think are the biggest hurdles to actually realize it?
Oh well, I don't know if I'm right, but maybe it is the necessity to provide the GMOs at a ready to use basis
mm.
all the time.
Mm.
I don't know if this is a real problem, but I imagine that you need to assure that.
It is actually
that.
A problem. What we were thinking is so there are protocols to dry the bacteria, and they can be stored like for years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You can ship them
yeah.
very easily.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to be fed or anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, when you actually want to need them, you can rehydrate them.
Oh, this is
and then
sounds very straightforward. And yeah, and you need to convince potential users that
mm-hmm.
this is the case, and
yeah.
so they will lose one of their reservations. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The first question that came into our mind was, if this disease affected around 500 million people worldwide, how could it be almost nobody heard about chlamydia before?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's not that the chlamydia have no significance, because, obviously, not so many people are working on them, but the reason is that they are difficult to handle, and you may have found out in the meantime that this is the reason why there isn't so many work on chlamydia diagnosis and rapid diagnosis, even less. And this is explained by the fact that you can't just culture chlamydia.
Yes.
You need cell culture or embryonated eggs, like
mm.
people did in the past, this is nevertheless it's difficult, and not each laboratory has readily cell culture
yeah.
available. So